Who's in the chat? What up? What up, everybody in the chat? If you're
we got some numbers
checking in right now. We're back on a Monday night discussing doing a live recording of the podcast. We're gonna do the same kind of format from last week. So we're discussing some DJ music related topics tonight.
Oh yeah,
for a good hour. So stick with us for the next hour, and we'll give
one
you
hour.
And then we'll let Ty talk about his latest hub viewage.
careful.
Ty, which category do you like?
We'll just keep it to the category.
Oh man! Family friendly show. Oh man! Who else is in the chat? We got some people in the chat.
I'm pulling up the chat. I got that pop out.
Who else in the chat?
We're gonna start the show in a couple minutes. Man, we can't say that. Although she bad.
Careful.
Hey now. Oh man, lately or overall?
Depends on the season.
Of all time.
No, I wouldn't say all time. All right, no comment.
Fifth. I pleads it.
Any update on DMC? Are we allowed to talk about DMC? Hopefully Chrissy's not listening in.
If she is listening, hopefully she's okay with us talking about DMC.
Who are the winners so far in this, like, I've lost track of like what World Finals is out there right now, man.
Yeah,
there's so much competition or different, like, you know, competitions.
Let's go to the DMC DJ champs and see what's going on in the website over here.
Yeah, there we go.
I think we just started the show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, go all good. I'm just looking at,
I'm curious.
All right, so
what up, Russell?
What up, Russell?
What
just
up?
Let
what
you guys
up?
Know we're back Monday night. Golly. Again, we're doing a live recording of the podcast. We're doing the same format as last week. We're just going to talk about the news. Talk about DJ news.
I'm kicking it off with Asmon digging into some what's going on in the DMC world situation. That was off script, but hey,
shoot. Is that true, Ty?
Like, what is all this?
Nice.
It's still the rain from 2019, right?
Yeah, the 19 win. That's right.
Reigning, defending.
So, reigning Bay Area champ.
What do you think? Do you think regionals are going to be back next year?
I hope so. I feel like, yeah, did anybody else ever see that movie Seven Samurai?
No.
Nah.
Nah, it's an old samurai movie. I liked that stuff when I was growing up. The whole idea is there's like a samurai who was wandering around in Japan and just like looking for other samurai around the countryside so he could kill them one by one and prove that he was the best. I think there's a certain amount of that that is really accurate about the DMC world, where like you have to go on this journey to all the regionals to like see who's about what. Because not everybody travels, but then like you might get somewhere and find somebody twice as good as you, and like you right. gotta stand up with the champions. Like that's the dope part of it. What up, Little Rock?
Hey, Little Rock, how close are you to becoming a partner?
I'm not finding anything.
Nothing to find. Well, if there's any DMC updates, any of the battle guys, please let us know, because we
are leaderboard.
You're probably better off looking at Instagram,
the Facebook, and their Instagram.
They usually update it pretty quick. But I'm like so losing track of like all these like competitions, man.
Yeah, but why are we? Vinyl, okay, so let's talk about that. So I thought
there's like the scratch, there's the juggling, and.
What's up,
Little Rock? Knows about that bowling life,
Russell? What's up, Little Rock?
Yeah.
Peace, y'all.
Little Rock wants to join your bowling league, man.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, we are going to be going in on my bowling style shirt all night, apparently.
Fresh out of Florida,
Miami Hurricanes represent. My name's Kim Bob.
Oh man! I wish I had more hands so I could give that shirt 4 thumbs down.
Let's go ahead and start the show.
Oh, no, man. I love that shirt.
Let's go ahead and start the show here.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, all let's right. get into it. So first topic, Mr. Newsman, Doc Plus, what do we have?
What is happening, everybody? Thanks again for being here. First things first, we hear that there is a change in the...
I was waiting for it.
...mandate here. Yeah, so fortunate. But you guys are in D.C. right now, and I've been hearing that there is a... now the mandate to wear masks indoors is happening again. And real quick, we did a little research here and we found that also Louisiana statewide has required indoor masks again. And the CDC though is having trouble like do a nationwide mandate, but we're seeing it at state level. So how is it happening in DC? How's it going there?
Yeah, as one was the most recent in the club. Yeah,
you
so
worked this past weekend, Art.
Speak on it, sir.
Yeah, so like I said, I was telling you guys earlier, it kind of feels like we kind of just went like backwards in time about 2 months ago when you basically like they just started opening places, but you had to wear a mask in to the restaurant. But then as soon as you got to your area of either sitting or standing, you could just take it off.
It's the stupidest rule ever.
Yeah. It's like a backwards kind of move things. People are still going out, but they have to wear the mask while they walk in and then they just take them right off. So, and then some of the clubs are helping with this by just purchasing their own masks. And then if you're like, they're like, you have to wear a mask. If we don't have one, they go, here you go.
Enforcing it.
Yeah,
as far as they have to. Once they're inside the establishment,
because the ABC's out there, and right. and they're definitely working. They're checking out all this stuff, man. And I talked to some of the managers and the GMs that I know, and yeah, they're all kind of on high alert right now from those authorities. If that makes sense.
It does.
Can we explain who these authorities are? I think Chris talked about it briefly.
Yeah, we kind of got into it another episode while Chris was on here. That's the stylist Chris, by the way. He's on vacation most. We're holding it down for the Principal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where is he?
Bless up.
Antigua? Something like
that? He's someplace where Jeff Bezos makes the clouds. I don't quite understand it.
He posted up a picture of a cloud, but
the cloud was
Anguilla.
Doing
Anguilla.
Anguilla.
How do you say
that? I love Anguilla sauce.
Anguilla. I don't know.
Do you have to wear a mask in the club? Like, is it 6 feet apart again?
So the people that are working technically are wearing masks, as in any bartender, any server, just anybody, who's on staff. So for DJ, they asked me to wear the mask in, but then I get to do what I choose to do, whether I keep it on or take it off. I mean, anybody gets to choose to keep it on if they want now, clearly. But
so wait. So what about like the so you got to wear a mask to get in. Mm-hmm. And then once you get in, is it back to like a table situation, or is it just free flowing where, you know?
I see no tables last time.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean,
you get a table and then you can take off your mask at your table or whatever. But so like whenever you have to go to like, say, I don't know, to the bar or whatever, you know, you just wear a mask when you walk around.
I didn't even see that. No.
Here's what I saw. So, like as one said, 2 months ago, it was like you walk up to the door and like the regular routine. If you're DJing, like, all right, yeah, you just go inside, do your thing. If you're a guest going into the bar, into the club, all right, let me see your ID, and you have to have a mask on. Oh, you can't wear those shoes. Like, they just add another step in the process. But then once you walk inside, you just do whatever. And I've been saying this since the beginning. People are creatures of habit. People are going to divert to whatever they would have done normally because there is no official rules. I don't really have a strong opinion either way about a federal mandate. You just got to do what the right thing is for humanity. I mean, you got to do that. But people are going to drink, and then they're just going to do whatever it is that they do when they drink. So, like, you can't really hold it against people when they are like, oh, I forgot to put my mask on when I finished my beer. It's just people doing club stuff in a right. club because they're in a club.
Right.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you guys think is going to, I mean, because, like, DC is the only one in the local area, in the DMV area. DC is the only one right now that's doing the indoor mask mandate. I mean, Maryland and Virginia.
Maryland isn't changed nothing
Virginia,
yet.
Virginia is they're recommending it, but not requiring. So,
yeah.
But most of their mandates are, like, around schools, but not, like, you know.
Right. The mandates in Maryland are definitely schools, hospitals, and government.
Government buildings.
Anything government. So I'm assuming, like, even a library or.
Post office. I went to drop off a package and I forgot my mask in the car and I was like, oh, I'm a dick. And yeah.
Dick alert.
That happens whenever I walk into place.
When I was wearing a mask, actively wearing a mask, I'm like one of those nerds that wear a lanyard with the mask.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah, so like no, you know what? It's like during when you were required to wear a mask, like for weddings and stuff, like the gigs I did, that was so easy to like just keep that mask on the lanyard, just pop it back in, pop it back out. But
I got one of the Velcro joints that has you looking like Bane, like that. That was just on.
I did the little lanyard thing from like sunglasses, looked like a. Old grail librarian.
All right. Well,
stays around your neck.
What do you guys think is going to happen? Is Virginia and Maryland going to follow suit or no? Did DC jump the gun?
I think DC jumped the gun. I think if it gets any worse than it is, Maryland's going to follow real close behind Virginia. I don't know, but we've got Hopkins up here in Baltimore, and Hopkins is going to be real quick. Like,
I want to ask Little Rock, because. I was talking to the guys today about this, and I actually got an email where it's after all the craziness from last week's news about the mask and CDC and all that, one of my couples decided to cancel their wedding Labor Day weekend, saying, you know what, we're still not out of this pandemic. We're not doing the wedding at all anymore.
They made it almost to the finish line, and they said, nah.
And it's a postponed wedding from last year, so now they're like canceling it because they're panicking. If Little Rock is still on, man, have you heard
that? Has anybody else heard anything like that recently?
Has anybody heard from your couples or like gigs, whatever, that they're canceling like later this fall or whatever?
Talk to us, chat. Also, I saw shouts to Trace. He had a tweet the other day where he was saying he just booked a bunch of flights and it looked like a bunch of those flights all at one time got canceled. And I don't know if that was the airlines are pulling flights.
Man.
Yeah.
Little Rock says couples about to book even quicker now to avoid postponing. Yeah, that's true. I've been getting a lot of like a lot for next year. It's been like, you know.
See, that's what I was saying. So, Gio, it sounded like that client just very random.
I think they're just tired of the whole thing now. Yeah. They did postpone one time, and then, you know, they're finally like, we're getting close to the date, and it was like, oh, it's going crazy again. So this might be
a situation that
if it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It speaks more to like the couple themselves, perhaps. No, you know, no, not saying names. I don't even know who these people are.
That's messed up, though, because they signed a contract.
Yeah, I mean, we probably signed a contract. With the contract with
and if Gio pulled out of them, they wouldn't have let him pull out so easy.
But hey, it's just
careful,
family show.
It says more about the couple and maybe how comfortable they are with perhaps a lot of things, and we can't blame it all on the pandemic. And I think we see it. Just want to say we see a lot of that. Even when it comes to like the economy, and we see like how things are influenced by the pandemic and the way things are framed, and like that perhaps it was the couple that needed time, and then that was their issue. But then like people like Little Rock are getting clients, or other people are getting clients that need to just want to get over with, like, you know, get married.
Yeah. Let's get this over with.
Yeah,
I mean, some of them have gotten over with to where like they already got married, but it's just like, you know, They want that.
Yeah, it's just like an excuse to get drunk now.
Yeah.
That reminds me, like, speaking of just getting out there, we are, even with this happening here in the U.S., we had, like, last episode we talked about Freedom Day in the U.K., in England, where all at once all restrictions were opened up, and that created a cascade that we're seeing now into this week of a bunch of other festivals and happenings.
Yeah, festival season is back.
It's back. It's strong. Definitely happening in Europe. We just had
Lollapalooza just happened this past weekend. And so, what's that? What's that one festival in Miami? Rolling Loud or something like that.
Rolling Loud.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think ASAP Hanswell was down there. If he's not down there now, still.
Yeah, border just opened up for Canada. Little Rock knows.
There's a big electronic music festival happening in France called Nuit. I can't pronounce this, but Nuit Sonores. I use Spanish phonemes there for French, but there's
which pick, Little Rock? Which pick from Lollapalooza? Well, go on, Adrian. We're not gonna.
Yeah, you can keep it going.
I was just saying that it's cool to see, even with like a. It's hard to really say what's happening, right? But we're seeing definitely, I would say generally, people have momentum to open up and start going out and having big festivals again, generally. So it's maybe an anomaly, really, or DC being DC and being extra progressive with their mandate.
Overhead.
True, and it's a transient city with all the international travel normally, so there's that consideration too with DC's perspective.
Yeah,
what do you guys think? Is it too soon to do all these festivals? I think they're done. They're not gonna cancel anymore.
I don't think they're gonna cancel. There's too much money on the line.
I know.
I feel like once that ball starts rolling, there's too many people that got their hands in it. Like, imagine trying to tell union workers, okay, you are finally back. Just kidding. Like, I don't want to be the one making that phone call.
Yeah.
Just remember, guys, 99.5% of all hospitalizations come from the unvaccinated. So, you know.
Wow.
Us cool guys, you know, we're ready to move on.
Wow.
I'd rather move on now and just like, you know, survival of the smartest, survival of the fittest. Let them all die, y'all.
No, you're saying like the percentage of hospitalizations, like,
yeah, now it's like it's updated now to where like almost
it's like 1%
is like every single hospitalization came from like the unvaccinated, and then they're starting.
I mean, I guess I just think of like the basic stuff. Is this stuff not happening more? Like a kid broke his arm at baseball practice. Like, nobody talks about that stuff anymore.
They're saying that, like, all the people that are going to the hospital for non-emergency things are, like, less, like, respiratory illness stuff. It's
99% of COVID hospitalizations come from the unvaccinated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all the other stuff is business as usual.
It's proven now that the vaccine really helps. So it's like, you know, like if you don't want to go, you don't want to get sick, man, just get the vaccine. But
my body, my choice. Careful. Let's steer the ship back to the festivals, though. Like, right, would you go to a festival? Would you go to a festival if given the opportunity?
I would absolutely go. I wish I was over at the, what was the place? The one where the Chemical Brothers were just playing over in England.
Across the pond.
I mean, I went to Tiesto a month ago, and that place was packed as sardines, bro. So I would consider that
indoors.
I would consider that a festival environment for sure. It was fun being back in kind of like that environment where you get to enjoy loud music and throw caution to the wind. However, at my age, I was like super sweaty, like first 20 minutes in, my pants are sticking to my legs. I'm like, oh, So it depends. I would have to like go fully prepared to like a real festival. Like I'd get like the body thing with the water on it, and I'm wearing I'm wearing something that I don't care. Like, you know,
are you wearing like those beer the beer hats with the
sure, like full on prepared to party and you know, you know, I guess give myself nutrition along the way.
Yeah, I'm too old for that ish now.
But what about this people? What about
like
what?
Dirty Birkin style?
All of this is all just fantasy in my head.
Well, no. Andrew, go back. Well, speaking of nightclubs, we're discussing about nightclubs. Go to the other nightclub. There we go. Yeah. So the next, moving on from COVID and mask mandates and all that, and
when we get in the nightclub, let's say you're in the nightclub now.
Yeah, there you go.
We're just in the nightclub, right? And what do you expect to see in the DJ booth?
Well, quick context. I mean, this is your alley, Art, because like you're the one that brought this up, and you know you're saying that a lot of the newer places now, newer venues are not even like getting like the CDJs; they're just getting controllers.
Oh,
is that
true? So from what I've noticed, and at least three places, and this is, like I said, something I noticed within the last literally the year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, places are now installing, or the venues are now actually going straight for controllers, or the people that are advising the managers or the GMs at these places, who are usually DJs, are actually just saying, you know what? Put a controller in there. And the places that I'm working at now that have the controllers, I have not heard of one issue. I had one issue. One guy couldn't get they couldn't figure out how to connect it. And I told him it was a driver thing. And he had to update his software and all that. But other than that, I guess within the rotation, no one complains about the controller, the SRT 1000, you know, like no one complains about it. So, in reality, you think back behind that, like you were either forced either on turntables or CDJs anyways, right? You really had one or two options.
Let's take it back a little bit, because like, I mean, this is an interesting point where it sounds like what's happening is people are now becoming more open to what you can use to play in the DJ booth or what the standard might be in the club. And, you know, I think generally, well, first off, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, like they were the 1200s, like the techniques. That's what the standard was. And everyone was using vinyl. I mean, this is where you guys come
from. Hashtag real DJs.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. So then like what's interesting is
quote unquote real DJs.
you start to see now this industry standard, right, quote industry standard on in the club, that's the CDJs, right, the Pioneer CDJs. And
if you want to be more specific, it's like the Pioneer, you know, DJM 900s or what, I don't
know. Yeah, the 900 Nexus mixers and the
2000, 3000 now.
Nexus 2s, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got to talk about, at least maybe on the East Coast where we play at, but I kind of find this to be true all over. There were certain pieces of gear that really found their way in. You guys remember when the 57 came out?
Yeah.
Every place, club, bar had a 57. It's again because the DJs, the people that were working, the contractors that were coming in and actually doing the work were saying, why don't you, you should get this. You should get one of these. You know, and I think it's moved on to like controllers. Like people are basically saying, spending $5,000?
Do we think that controllers are less maintenance than CDJs now? That's the reason some of these, like, you know, like the guys that's consulting on these new venues that are bringing in the equipment is probably less maintenance.
Yeah.
Time is going to tell. It's too soon for that.
You're right.
Because Art was getting a really good point.
It's a little too soon.
57 came in and kind of broke the norm, because before that, it was the DJM 800 mixer, right? Like, yeah. No sound card at all, four channel. Yeah. Everybody was used to that mixer. Then they added the 900. Then it was the 900. Well, the 900 Nexus with the sound card, one sound card. Then it was the Nexus 2 with two. But suddenly, the S9 came out. Everybody got an S9, and that exact conversation was popping off at every single venue. Hey, whenever you guys get a new mixer, you should get an S9. Everybody has an S9. And so now you see S9s or 900 Nexus 2s. So we know the shelf life of a 900 Nexus 2. We know the shelf life of an S9 because people have had them for a while. If a controller breaks, we're not going to know what is going to be less problematic until next summer, maybe at the early.
But if it does break,
you need more drinks being spilled.
If it does break,
you're out.
It's still cheaper to replace it.
As a one piece purchase, you're spending less money on one controller versus two $1,200 CDJs and whatever mixer you put between them.
True,
it's still net cheaper.
So if you think of it from a business standpoint, that's why these places are also doing it, because they'll look at these items side by side on the internet and go, you're telling me that you guys want to use this thing that is actually cheaper, but on the same front, it's made by the same company. So they're just like, okay, no brainer. It's a write-off. We need to upgrade anyways. Or hopefully these venues and the bars and nightclubs have people there that realize that you need to upgrade your sound equipment.
Now what you're doing though is you're hoping that, or you're relying on your laptop, right? That's what defines the controller.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So if you don't have a controller in the booth, if you don't have a laptop in the booth, or you don't have a controller that has a standalone mode, then you're.
Let's bring this up. Can I come back just to the beginning of the topic real quick? The whole reason we even came up with this actual, what do you call these? This lower third, title. This lower third title here.
Is the industry evolving away from the Pioneer TJ being the standard?
I had an hour long, let's call myself a Serato tutor for this one session. And this gentleman, shouts to him. He's an OG. He basically is just transitioning to Serato now. And when I asked him why now, why not just not do it, or why not before, the short answer is the percentage of the places he's going to DJ at less are getting less in terms of having what he used to DJ off of, in terms of a working CDJ with the USB thumb drive. So it's got to be a Nexus, like what, 2000 up, or the 1000?
Yeah, CDJ 2000 Nexus 2.
It's got to have, you know, and because he was using thumb drives. So I think what he's saying is, wow, I'm being forced into Serato because more of the places that I'm working, these units, controllers, turntables, they don't have USB thumb drives to pop into. And no one's buying Nexus.
Is there
kits anymore?
Is the ZX, can you plug in USB?
There is a standalone, but it's not that one. Hold on, let me find it.
Yo, is there a controller that you can plug Denon into?
A standalone.
Oh, yeah. That's the one Little Rock got. What's that joint called?
Pioneer's got, they should have like a standalone, but I don't think you can connect Serato to it.
There is one controller I can think of. The XDJ XZ. It will function as a controller, but it's also $2,400 for the whole thing.
That's not bad.
You can do standalone. It's still less money than the three pieces together.
Yeah,
that's
which
the one.
Which is like, how much was it? Like 3,000 each. So you're looking at $9,000.
When we were talking about this, it's $2,400 for this controller, the Pioneer XDJ XZ, the four channel mixer, or the same amount of money for one CDJ 3,000. One, and if you're gonna get one, you got to get a pair of them, because
and then you got to get the mixer.
You're spending at least three times as much,
and that's what we're talking about.
There you go. If I owned a nightclub, man, I probably would go.
And we're talking about the person that has no idea like what the difference is. They just got the bankroll, you know. Like most nightclub owners are not DJs. or the general managers,
or, you know, like the veteran DJs.
They're the ones paying for it.
They're not into, you know, Serato or laptop DJing. They're using the sticks, or even just like up? You know, just regular CDJs.
What up, Clipto? Or CDs, my you know, man.
CD.
Yeah.
Fort Washington.
They're still carrying a CD binder.
I mean, that has more value.
Jamal, who was carrying around a thumb drive binder until like 5 years ago.
That is like the older CDJs now have more value in my book than the newer ones, because you can actually play CDs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I think it's cool. That, you know.
I agree with that.
That's been with 45s, you know.
DJ Asmund pulling out his
CD. Look. Hold on, I gotta look for my songs, guys.
Well, anyways, like so controllers, you know, a lot of the guys that are used to CDJs who still DJing with CDs or USB sticks are gonna be SOL at the club.
I don't know.
They gotta learn how to use a controller and maybe Serato.
I'm not sure. I actually think that I would argue that we're moving away from we're moving towards standalone systems. We're moving away from relying on laptops.
I hope so.
I hope so too. And so the question, coming back to the question,
it's not. Yeah, I guess it would be considered standalone as long as if somebody can figure out how to add a nice CPU with Serato built in into a controller,
right,
with a screen and maybe a touch screen, maybe, you know,
I'll tell you, man,
that's going to be a wrap for, you know, for
yeah,
that's all you what? Need, all you need to do is bring your hard drive or your flash.
That's the XDJ XD. You know? That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. That, and then also the Denons are getting really close to that too. I mean, they have the touch screen. They are able to connect with BeatSource Link, BeatPort, Dropbox.
Yeah, that's going to be another conversation right there. Where it's going to be services are really just stable and like is if we go into like 6G, you know, internet.
Yeah,
it's probably going to be like, you know what, you know, you can download your, you know.
There are just
access really music the moral from the of the cloud. Story.
The moral of the story is that there are now, like, essentially from the very beginning of 1200s being the standard. That's because there weren't that many options. The 1200s were the best around, and then Pioneer came in and said, "Hey, we have this technology that allows you to play music like CDs in your car that's bumping around. We're going to put it in this media player so that you can put your CDs in the nightclub and then you can bump the table around and it won't skip." And then it took some like years. That was in like 1994. It was starting in 94.
Honestly, man, I think it's economics, man. Really, like, you know. Like,
I see where you're going with
from
that.
Turntable to like money. CDJs, the reason why a lot of people went to CDJs because, you know, you can download MP3s and burn CDs. It's cheaper than buying records.
And it was the only option. And
then basically, you know, everybody's going to controllers because now it's like, you know, it's lighter, I guess.
Lighter. Well, there are just more options out there now.
Enough nerd talk. Let's go from one nerd talk to the next. Let's talk about the new, you know, we'll stick around with DJ equipment talk right now.
Let's talk about
Rain.
Rain mixer.
Oh, this
the new Rain mixer, Supreme. The new Rain 70 A-track.
New thing, Raining Supreme, because, you know, the A-track mixer with the fader effects. I've been interested in this for a minute. Is it worth getting the new Rain A-track mixer? So Mojax had his whole first look at that mixer. And at the end of his first look video, what got my attention is he said, if you already have a Rain 70, it's not worth selling yours and buying the A-track mixer just for the fader effects and the extra stuff that A-track customized. But if you were thinking about it, it makes sense. Because you're getting a lot of things for $200 more that you're not going to get anywhere else. It does have a level of novelty. It's a signature mixer. Like there was the Z Trip 62 mixer years ago. Like all of that was you were uniquely getting like the branded partnership between, in this case, A-Track and Rain. But here's what I think is particularly cool about this. Yeah, let's get that nice full
view. That's a pretty mixer, man. I got to admit.
That thing does look sexy.
Oh, it is so sexy.
It matches your turntables, too. You
know? Well, here's
the mouse right there. This is point number one. So
I'm stoked about this.
This is A-Track's first opportunity to say, if I was making a mixer, this is a function I want front and center. You can go into the shift menus on a 70 and press sync on the mixer, but he wanted that front and center. So you got to consider the context of, if you are a DJ who is doing these big festivals, like we were talking about, industry standard gear and everything, everybody's accepted. Sync is a tool. You want to have quick access to the tool so you can do your cool stuff. Having access to sync on the top layer, I think, is one, saying something, and two, it's going to make people forced to say, if this button's right here, I'm going to use it, and then I have to be more creative because I've got all these tools.
I like that.
Silver edition of the mixer. Like, that billeted aluminum looks crazy. But here's the thing, I want to let me share my screen real quick, and I want to show you guys something. Good. I think this is good for context, and it's been a little while.
Going back to like A-Track, like designing. This is probably his first time designing a mixer himself. Didn't he help with, like, I mean, you know,
he did input for a lot of stuff.
All right, he probably had a good input on the Allies beatdown mixer.
That was a Stanton mixer. Yeah, like, the SA5. I had one of those. I sold it though, man. I feel like such a focus faders on that were butter.
Stanton mixers. I wish, like, the one Stanton mixer I wanted was it's the Focus mixer.
The Stanton Focus. Fader.
Yeah, which is designed by DJ Focus, and
the one with like the blue faceplate.
Yeah. You can still find those on eBay floating around.
It was like silver at the top, and then the faceplate was blue.
I think so. But the cool thing about that that Focus mixer was it has actually, especially like back then for like the mixtape DJs who's like, you know, like recording on multi-tracks, you can actually each channel direct has like an output, a direct output. So you can actually split the outputs to, like, say you're recording into like Ableton, you can have like channel one being recorded on one channel
that's major for mixing,
and have its own effects bus, yeah. And I guess
and then you can like basically control. You know, do a lot of good post editing afterwards, you know.
Yeah,
but that's the only...
in a live situation you could send it all to the front of house and have them do weird stuff to it,
yeah.
Or something. But
keep it with the live vibe. Let me show you all this real quick because I want to make sure it's been 6 years since this was front and center. And so I want people to not forget about this particular moment in time. So there was this collaboration between two DMC battle DJs, Inferno and Shifty, yo. They had this collaboration easy. I know myself and As One, we've had opportunities to like be face to face with this whole moment in time. But I remember while these routines were being created, while Shifty and Inferno were coming up with these routines, Shifty was using Tractor, Inferno was using Serato. I'm bringing the volume down a little bit. See what's happening here is they're combining all the gear they've got, but what Shifty's doing over here on the Z2 output is he's got his volume fader mapped for his LFO or his filter, just like A-Track is made as a default feature on his signature mixer. Now, the reason I wanted to bring this back to the top is everybody's forgetting about that particular moment when Inferno and Shifty together said, hey guys, let's promote real DJing and real skills again. You have all of these tools available to you. You got a million different buttons and knobs and faders and everything going around. You have the ability to MIDI map stuff. Show us what you can do. Show us how dope you actually are. And that's the reason that the launch of the Easy collaboration was so amazing in that moment in 2015, because it was a moment that you had to say, I'm not going to put a video out unless it's at least this good. Everybody has the same gears. What are you going to do with it? So that's my question to everybody else. Is the Rain mixer worth getting? If you're dope, show us what you can do with it and then prove that it's worth getting.
Here's what I want to ask. It's like how many DJs do you think will be getting the mixer and well, a lot of the DM, because, you know, like A-Track said, he made this for the turntablist, you know. A lot
I want one. I'm not gonna buy one.
Someone
want to sell me one, I'll take it.
I know, right? Do you think that's gonna be prevalent like during the DMC season?
I think so. If they allow it in the battle.
Yo, if they had a gold...
Are they not allowed to?
If they made a gold version, like a DMC champ gold version, that would be fire, yo.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
That'd be fire. You know.
I know that, like,
in the top, past, like, top mixer.
Yeah, Rain is the DMC partner mixer, I don't know about Pioneer right now.
Gold, like Rain, you know.
70. I can see them doing a DMC edition gold for the champ of a 70 or a 72. But at this point, I think this is the moment where we're going to start to really see if somebody is going to spend the extra $200 for the fader effects and all the things that A-Track customize. Show us what you can come up with. You've got built-in synthesizers in there.
I think so. I think people will spend the money on it for $200 extra.
Yeah,
I think people are going to do it.
All right, you heard it here first, man. Ty's gonna post up a killer routine with.
He's gonna post up the Dead Raw routine with fader effects.
Oh.
Well, so you mentioned this briefly, Shunji. They have the oscillators in there, or their own synthesizers.
Yeah, there's four wave tables. You can have a sine wave for all the synth nerds, sine wave, saw wave, triangle, and square wave, and you can choose what waveform you want, and then your volume fader on the mixer becomes what note you're playing. So it's a scale.
Fader becomes a scale, like, you know.
Wait, and you can still use the crossfader and play melodies.
Here's one thing I do want to note, though. I think we failed to mention this too. I don't know if you guys even know this, though, but the S9 can do that. The S9 has the 70 can do it. You have to have the S9 utility open, and you have to change the parameter altogether every time. And it's just a little lackluster. It's not something you want to do.
You wouldn't want to do
that with this A-Track. With this A-Track version, I think it's like it's an option that's just kind of there.
It's easier to control that control the effects with a fader instead of like a knob now, you know, or like buttons.
Noobs like
parameter buttons, but like you're just using like the up faders to control it now. So
I think this is a good opportunity to say, if anybody is looking to buy an Alesis 12R Studio Rack Mixer, I need to sell this thing so I can afford my 70. I'm just throwing that out there. Can't have my 505, though.
So is Pioneer behind Clipso Ass? So is Pioneer
in terms of creativity, man, with like mix, maybe like, I don't know, DJ specific mixers or media players, I would say so.
Yeah, I definitely think Pioneer is just trying to live off the top of the mountain on that legacy thing.
They're going to be like that. Yeah. I mean, especially with last one, the CDJ
3000. Hey, when's the Rain 70 or Off-White edition going to come out?
Ah, there it is. Hype beasts.
I need some investments.
Oh man, he's about to pull out his Bitcoin and get an Off-White controller, fam.
I'll stand in line for that.
Wow.
I'll camp out for that. make sure more than one release dates on the Hype Beast website and sell it on StockX.
Yo, there's a controller on StockX. That is a real thing that happened.
Yeah, apparently the Off-White Pioneer controller is on StockX. You said it's the only
PC, it's the only DJ
equipment. Yeah,
on StockX now.
I mean, you can buy a lot of stuff on other than sneakers. You know, there's like you can buy shirts and
handbags.
You know, like all the
street accessories.
But it's like it's amazing, like that. Like, yeah, if you type in DJ or DDJ, I mean, or controller, it comes up just the Off-White. You know. It's sold out everywhere, so people are definitely, you know, are trying to make money off of it.
To the moon.
Oh man. But it was crazy. It's like it retailed for like, how much was it? 1500?
14, 15, something like that.
I don't know. Yeah. Actually, I had idea.
Initially on StockX, it was like people were selling it for like close to 4,000.
Zoom.
And I think it kind of like balanced out right now. Like I think it's like around 25, you know, 2,800. So that's crazy.
Is Rain?
I wish that was like a DDJ 1000 SRT, man. I probably would have bought one.
Yeah. Wait. So what is it again? It's the
DDJ 1000. So it's like a record box controller. Yeah.
DDJ 1000 OW.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Off-White.
Yeah, get that hype beast factor in there.
But I know Ty's gonna stand in line for the Supreme version.
Yo, you gotta get that Supreme brick. You gotta trade in your Supreme brick in order to get this.
Yeah, that'd be me and Bill, yo. Yeah,
I only knew about Supreme because of As One. He was an OG to Supreme.
Yeah, man. That's why the thing, it's like funny, like how it became whatever at some point. But like, I was like, dude, I've been in the Supreme since 94, since it opened, because it just, like, all that stuff was in a lot of the media that I was into as well. Like, I was into skateboarding culture. And I don't know if you guys know who Harold Hunter is. You know, rest in peace, Harold Hunter, Jeff Pang, the whole original New York crew. You know, that was
Heather Hunter.
Careful.
Family show.
Yeah, nah, but they all hung out and they rode and they skated Supreme stuff, and they, you know, they were the original OGs to kind of just help put that place on a skateboarding culture stuff. But then it became something else. It's good for, you know, good for them. And business
is, yo, Ty got like the best.
So tired, killing it right now.
Android amazing.
Wait, who remembers? That's hilarious. Who actually remembers the droid?
Ty says
when you turn it on, it would go droid.
Yep.
The Droid X.
Yep. They had a bunch of them for a minute.
Well, real quick, each of you guys, like, what's a feature that you want to see on a mixer that's never been done before?
On a mixer?
Okay, well, Track just hit it with that same
step thing. Step sequencer. Step sequencer and a DIN MIDI output that is not just the internal clock on the 900 Nexus.
Yo, straight up, you could put a step sequencer on like a two-channel too. Just make the buttons like square instead of like chiclet style, you know? Like make if you're trying to conserve space, but you could still do that.
Like the 57 situation. Like the original 57 had the little circular buttons. Like something like that would be perfect.
But step sequencer, here's
some of the LED that lights up though. So it's
if you wanted a step sequencer, like, you know, like basically Serato would have to have some sort of like a way to
the software.
Yeah, they have to update their software, because like right now, like the workaround is like you can probably get like a regular step sequencer hardware, like an Arturia Beatstep Pro. Beatstep Pro, so it's like a step sequencer
that you connect to,
like, you know, it's a step sequencer that you can connect to like hardware synths and all that, and have a step sequencer feature. But what was cool about it is you can actually MIDI map it, and you can step sequence like a series of.
That's why I want it, because you know? The idea of being able to like send that MIDI out to another sampler or something like that is cool. But then, what if you sent the MIDI within the mixer?
Yeah,
that's where things get crazy.
Wait, did you say enough nerd talk a while ago?
We're sitting at the top of the hour almost, so we got one more topic.
Who's nerding out? I accidentally went back in my browser, just went back.
Yeah, it almost looked like you pulled yourself out. It wasn't like a dropout.
Shout out to, how do you say this? 6ETU6. What is that? I don't know. Thanks for the follow, homie.
Thanks for the follow.
Well, okay, so there's going to be plenty of nerding out at the expo. Can I just briefly run through some of these keynotes that stood out to us?
Yeah,
we do.
On Monday, so this is happening in Atlantic City, and
real quick, everybody anybody in the chat, are you guys attending next week?
Yes or no? Are you going to the
expo? Who's familiar with the DJ Expo? Can someone briefly sum it up? Who's it's been
DJ Summer Camp? DJ
it's a DJ convention. Always, every single year, every summer, August happens in Atlantic City. So it's brought to you by DJ Times. They organize that, and yeah, I mean, so it's one of the bigger DJ conventions.
It's much more
it's
like
Coast. It's an East Coast thing too, though.
It's an East Coast thing, but it's also it's lean
industry thing.
Yeah, it's like it's more towards like the mobile DJ side of
it. It's definitely more marketed towards the mobile guys. We were talking about this before, that a lot of the guys that traditionally have gone are the ones who were like live and die in the mobile events. Let's but that mobile. Doesn't necessarily, that's not a requirement. I mean, I've said some things that I'm not going to repeat right now, but I have strong opinions on some of the people who are completely and only identifying themselves as I do weddings, and that's the end of my interesting conversation points.
Yeah. Ooh, that's me.
Well, it seems to have evolved a little bit more, especially given it's interesting. It's like since the pandemic, they've definitely included some keynotes and speakers that tailor to some of the things that happened in the pandemic.
What yeah. Speak on it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's like the seminar. There's a couple seminars that, you know, like a lot of the Twitch homies are going to be part of, you know. So Joshua Carls is going to.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Jackson. I think Miss Ninja is part of one of those.
Yep.
Arabian Prince of NWA. He's going to be part of that.
Who were we with? Were you standing there with us, Sean, when we met Miss Ninja? We were leaving. I think it was the last day in NAMM. We went. We were like, we're leaving, and we met. I met Miss Ninja, and I met two other. Female DJs. They were all hanging out together. Really, really sweet. Started following on Instagram. Didn't realize, I mean, that's the power of NAMM. They were making mad moves out there, yo. So it's cool.
Yeah.
But also, most of the DJs that we always see on Twitch are out in the West Coast. So,
yeah, the West Coast is coming so heavy on the Twitch game. I feel like that it's going to be important for anybody who doesn't have experience or exposure to what it looks like to do live streaming that, like, definitely check with Josh Carl and Neil Jackson and Miss Ninja and Arabian Prince and whoever else is on this panel, because you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot. That's the stuff that makes this really worthwhile. You're going to go on a full expo experience.
That's on Tuesday. And they're doing topics include, they'll have Arabian Prince, Miss Ninja, Chubby Chubb, Flipside, Neil Jackson.
Flipside, that's right.
Including.
Oh, wow. Chubby Chubb is part of that.
Yeah. And they'll do integrating live stream to your current business model, how to generate revenue off of the platform, how to make partner status on Twitch and build viewership. So Little Rock, almost there.
Little Rock needs to attend that, that seminar.
So close, man. I think they got the beta you need. Live streaming remotely, maybe IRL, hardware and software, must have apps and software tips. And secrets to OBS. So it seems like a pretty extensive talk. And that one's for an hour. Other ones include.
And they also have seminars of how to lead a line dance.
Lead a line dance.
And talk about
Do-si-do around the corner.
I'm team DJ all the way. I'm just saying I'm not standing too close to that stuff. That's
another thing is,
they got some dope after parties.
Yeah. Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Wednesday night party with Buck Rogers and Scribble and
Scribble has a residency with the DJ Expo that he does the after party every year, and it's amazing. Like seeing him live is always dope, but like he really curates this to be like his fun gig. So yeah, I feel like that it makes it worth going to for at least that party. Also, shouts out to the homie Beat Refinery fam, Trays.
What up,
he's going to be doing his showcase on Wednesday, I believe. And so that is basically
Is that showcase at the exhibit? Or is it?
In the expo hall. That's going to be in the expo hall, I think. Oh, but okay. I haven't actually asked them directly. I just know that that's been a thing that has been on our radar for a hot minute.
I hope he's doing it because I only saw the promo one time. And then after that, it's like I haven't seen Trace.
One more thing I'll say before I lie, I just like let the chat speak for itself. The DJ Expo traditionally does a really, really bad job of advertising all the cool things that happen within the expo hall until like you're there. Nothing ever really seems to get announced until like the doors are opening in 10 minutes. And you're already there. If you're gonna be there, if you're not there, you just get the FOMO. So I'm kind of thinking that it's going to be the same thing this year, and that's a disservice to the expo because you're trying to get everybody back out the house.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right, enough DJ nerd talk. Let's move on to music.
Yeah, some latest releases that happened this week. Let's see. So,
well, so basically, Silk shot.
I got you with that.
Ah, you made that mistake in the meeting too.
Silk That's Sonic. Funny. Anderson Paak and Bruno Mars. They came out. I guess that was so. The album's not out yet, right?
Nope.
The weekend is not
ready. So they came out with a single this past week and a video for Skate, which is right. Basically like a it's dope. I love it. It's probably going to be like the summer jam.
Yeah. So that's Silk Sonic, and it was rated top like the on Billboard. It was their favorite song of last week.
Yeah, it's like it's got like a dope like 80s boogie, you know, barbecue. Summertime vibe to it, you know. It's got like, you know, like that early 80s disco boogie, you know, jam.
I mean
it's a skate song, so you know, you gotta, yeah, you know, great. it's got that feel, so it's dope.
Can we play the video without the audio?
I mean if you drop the audio down low with us talking over top of it, I think we'll be safe.
Yeah,
I'll let Gio be the final approval on that one, but it sounds like it's
who's gonna do it.
I got it.
I don't feel like reading. Well, anyways, that came out this past Friday, and then the weekend teased again. I guess yesterday, he's got
music
coming out soon. So, and that kind of sound has like an 80s new wave synth pop, you know, sound to it. So the question is, do you think in the next year we're gonna get like a revival of like that early?
We need to share audio.
Early mid '80s type sound, you know, like a lot of disco boogie. As far as like, you know, in pop music, because like, who is it? Dua Lipa.
You had that "Don't Start Now," like that was like that was disco. That was
levitating. It's like a, you know, it's a disco-y song and.
I'm so here for this sound. I'm so here for this energy, man.
Can you guys hear now?
No, we can't.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because we don't want it to be the original quality.
Yeah, so we don't want the algorithm to flag us.
Yeah.
Especially since we're like broadcasting live on Instagram Live right now.
And yeah, there we go. Yeah, I feel like this is a really welcome sign because all the DJs doing all the live streams, all the DJs that are just trying to stick to only playing the good music parties, this gives you something to play that's current, that's good music. This is the same thing that happened with Uptown Funk and 24 Karat Magic. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
but Anderson Paak is like vibe, really known for like, you know, that this type of sound. You know, like I have a lot of Anderson Paak in my corporate library. You know, because it's definitely like really good feel good music.
On my corporate bag. List as one 8-bar intro on DJ City tomorrow.
No, again, guys, I was trying to just keep I didn't want the audio because I didn't want to get us flagged for what's it called. I just want to show you the video. There's stuff going on.
But what were you calling the weekend's teaser? What did it sound like? What was it? A Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things
theme song.
No, I never heard it. You were just saying it has this heavy 80s sound vibe, and I was like, oh,
no, you're right. It's
probably the 80s like Stranger Things theme song, and he's just like, hey, I got new music coming out.
It actually has like sort of like the same type feel to it, but not as dark. Not as dark.
No. Because he's clean now.
He's clean. That's right. He's sober light.
Speaking of dark and the weekend. There's this one song. It's The Weeknd and Kavinsky. Just go look for that song. It's like a very unexpected pairing duo, but man, the track is crazy. It's crazy.
Nice.
It's dope.
Is it corporate friendly?
No.
I can't add it to my corporate.
It's not that it's not corporate friendly. It's got so much feeling and attitude in the song. It's kind of like a
odd look.
You'd only be able to play it for like a weekend fan or a Kavinsky fan or just a dance, like on a dance floor. But like at a corporate party, they'd be like, why is this guy whining?
What was that meme? Wasn't there like a weekend meme where he's like, oh man, like weekend looks like he's a weekday now or something.
Ty just said he looks like Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday now.
Because of the haircut. Like when he cut his hair, is that what
it was? The haircut.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The Weeknd got his business attire on. Weekday vibes.
The weekday.
Well, I'm looking forward to more Silk Sonic, like, you know, get, yeah.
Like, I want an album like this. Yes.
Looking Silk Sonic album. Featuring Silk the Shocker coming up soon. Watch.
As one remix audio list.
Definitely check out that music. Yo, guys.
Anybody in the chat, like, do you, I probably should just like Google this, but like, do you know if Silk the Shocker still alive?
Or yeah, we were trying to figure that out.
I don't know, but anyways,
you can find. We'll put the music on our Discord, and we'll link to the Beat Source. Beat Source has now the release of Skate.
Yes, so Beat Source
still up and kicking.
So,
yeah. Also,
Beat Source, one of our official partners. On Beat Source.
I'm going to share my screen right here. I mean, you can kind of see, but I got this, my Denon SC5000 linked to Beat Source, so I can pull it up right here. The very playlist.
That thing links to Beat Source?
Yes, sir. And the very playlist that you guys could get is right here. So let's give it a listen.
So once again, if you're having trouble keeping up with new music and somebody asked you for some Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
You can always search it on Beat Source. You can find it right there on Beat Source. And play it right then and there without even downloading it.
Let me get nerdy one more time just to wrap for the day. I've been using my phone as a hotspot at all of my gigs for the last
couple of weeks
now. And Beat Source is amazing.
It's not easy.
You guys just saw me do it. You just saw how easy it was.
Built into hardware. Like Doc Plus is right now.
I just did it.
You don't even need a computer. And I've been waiting for this moment for so long.
I can't believe we're here. Beat Source is awesome.
Beat Source is the move.
When do you think it's gonna be? I mean, if it gets to the point where you can store 500 songs in the locker, that's probably the game changer right there.
That's definitely
you can blow through 100 songs real fast too, though, because they have all these curated playlists that are already on the site, and they keep that stuff up to date. So if you're just like following the current TikTok hits or whatever, that's like 40 songs right there.
Verizon.
I just switched over to T-Mobile, fam. I am struggling. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Does Verizon have the most 5G antennas out there?
Average, I think so. Yeah.
T-Mobile says they do, but I don't believe it now. Now that I'm on the other side, I think I made a bad decision.
You didn't get Boost.
Can you hear me now?
At least you have your favorite five, right?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
This is turned into an ASMR show. Hey guys, welcome to the Beat Refinery 9 at 9. ASMR special.
Now you gotta rub your beard against the microphone.
You know who's a hottie, man? you know who's a hottie? Who's a stealth hottie is the AT&T girl.
So she's the stone cold khaki pants wearing fox in that story. Yeah,
I saw her. She's
very pretty.
I saw her in a movie recently. Like, she was in like one of those, like, I don't know, it's like a Netflix movie, but it's she looked pretty good there.
She's very pretty. Yeah. She she has that like
that's not what I thought that was going.
Soothing girl next door kind of vibe to her, you know, like you could.
Oh yeah, I like a girl that wears khakis and works at Best Buy. Yeah,
I'm saying in the commercial, she's dressed like a Verizon, like Verizon staff member.
Well, just everybody, you know, Google AT&T lady
salesperson.
Thank me later.
Staff member.
Shouts to B-Source. Everybody get a hotspot.
So give it a shot, guys. Man, I'm telling you. Try hotspotting your phone if you're in any location. If you can't get internet at your gig, try hotspotting it. If you're looking for a song and you really kind of need to play it, especially, like, let's be honest. If you're at a club, a lot of times you guys are probably like, whatever, right? I get that. And I still like to play stuff for people. But say you're at a wedding and your wedding client wants to hear something. You don't have it. Like, you're going to want to try to get it. That Beat Source might save your butt. It might not.
Just having it active just in case has saved me more than once. And I got a lot of music. Like, I'm talking about like obscure stuff.
So here's where I'm at. I'm,
ready to go just in case is worth
it. I'm averaging a night playing two to three to four songs out of the Beat Source library.
Yeah, me too.
Oh wow.
As I go forward, I presume that will get higher. That number will get higher.
Well, you guys are still working, you know, club DJ, so it's like it's very important to have that.
You gotta stay on top of it.
In case one of the bottle poppers are requesting for Bad Bunny.
Yo, just play Chumbia and let it be over with, yo. Like, a lot of times they're not specific. They're like Bad Bunny, but like as a DJ, we realize that he's got like hella features. Like which type of you want the happy on the beach Bad Bunny, or you want the trap Chumbia Bad Bunny? You know, I don't know. Apparently, I don't even say it right. I'd be like, who, Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny? They go, no, Baboon.
Baboon.
You need that Baboon. Maluma.
I just wish like whoever's Maluma. Like requesting Bad Bunny is like, you know, just give me the name of the song. It's like, you know.
Yeah, you have to, it's Geo's filter. If you can't pronounce the song correctly, you don't get your request.
You don't get it. And I'm not counting Mia.
Yeah, Mia doesn't count.
Give me a song other than Mia.
You know? Yo, that's such a great analogy. Drake. That's such a good analogy.
That is a good analogy.
Wow.
Actually, I've heard that before. Yeah. That's how my Latin American friends.
That's another thing where it's like, all right, which Drake song?
Yeah, name song. He plays Drake. I'm playing Drake.
Oh, wasn't that like Craze? Craze is
that was the Craze thing. That was the Craze routine.
Yeah. Is
all Drake party.
That's right. All Drake all night.
Yep.
He's already playing Drake, but he's not playing my Drake song. That's a good one. Bad Bunny is
Bad Bunny's definitely the Latin Drake.
So yeah, lesson to all the people party. Who's not a DJ and if you're a club goer, make sure you're prepared ahead of time. Just let us know what song. You know.
If you don't know what song,
just other than Mia and maybe like his verse on Cardi B,
you can never go wrong with Tay Boat.
All right,
no, let's say Tay Boat.
Tay Boat.
Can you play that song, Tay Boat?
Can you play T-Boat?
Toy Boat. I did it.
Is that it for tonight's show? We went through all our topics that we were supposed to.
I think that is about. Yes, sir.
All right,
that is everything for today, guys.
The man behind the curtain.
That's it for the show. We ran out of time. Sorry, Doc Plus actually prepared a presentation on NFTs, but we'll do that next
time.
Yep. Ran out of time, so
promise. The next time, hey, I forgot I said I would do that this time. Anyway, yeah.
Word. All right. So everybody on the podcast, make sure to follow the Beat Refinery on Apple, Spotify, wherever you consume and listen to all things podcasts. Search for the 9 at 9. Search for the Beat Refinery. Make sure to click like. Give us a rating. Give us a comment. All those ratings will definitely help us move up the charts in Apple and Spotify. So make sure to click that like button. Give us a 5-star rating. Give us leave a nice review if you like the show. We've been doing this since early in the pandemic last year. So
it'd be great to hear from you guys. If you have any feedback on the podcast, leaving a review definitely helps us out. We'd love to hear.
And everybody on the podcast, make sure to visit us. Hang out with us on Twitch every Monday night, 9 p.m. East Coast time. We always do this show or 9 at 9. 2 stars. Damn, he's high.
This guy over here.
And yeah, I guess that's it. Oh well, every Monday we got a new schedule on our podcast. So every Monday we're gonna post up like the music playlist shows and 9 at 9. And Wednesdays we're gonna try to post up our this type of content, which is like just the news, you know, just talking about the DJ music related
state of affairs.
And then every Friday, look for the new. We're always uploading mixes from our Hall Pass Fridays. This past year,
amazing guests and mixes, guys. Seriously,
We posted up Jerome Baker. We posted up Stylus Chris mix last week. So more will come every Friday. So help you get your weekends ready. But from all of us to everybody on the podcast, who are we rating?
T-Pain. Nah, yeah. Let's not do that. I'm going to watch T-Pain, but let's go.
95 North. Is he still alive?
95 North?
ESL's on.
ESL, yeah.
No, I want to pay it forward to somebody less known. Who do we have? Oh, yeah.
I feel like everybody's getting known pretty quickly right now. DJ Misty 803 is on. And Matthias. Oh, show some love to Matthias.
Okay.
XDC.
All right, so how do you spell his name? Matthias.
M-A-T-H.
Easy's on, too. I'm actually watching Easy right now. Wait, is Matthias still on?
Yeah, Matthias is still on.
I don't see it.
Oh, he just disconnected, didn't he?
I think he just disconnected.
Is Easy online?
He is. No, never mind. Easy.
Everybody's
logging on right now. It's 17 minutes past. This is why I always like to end my streams an hour.
Easy rated over somewhere else.
Yeah.
Who else do we have? Anybody in the chat? Who do you think we should raid?
Time just give me hard drives.
Never.
I'll give you a collection on USB sticks.
Yeah, here's the problem. None of the hard drives are labeled and all the USB sticks are blank. Figure it out.
We're having a hard time like figuring out who to raid.
DJ Never BX.
Never. We got North, 95 North. Flips.
We always raid him.
Don Paragon's.
I really want to. Man, there's really no newer people here on this. At least on my list.
OGs, man.
All right, let's go to let's see. The problem with 95 North, his name is too long.
Too long to type.
You're so lazy. All right, we'll do Neva.
Boom. Show some love to Neva. Shouts to that guy. That whole crew out there doing the road thing.
All right, everybody. We'll see you guys. Yes. Are we off next week? It is the expo next week, but who knows? We might be off.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Well, I think we'll be back with a music playlist show the following Monday. And hopefully we'll get another 9 at 9 episode. So everybody, peace out. We're raiding over.
Peace. Peace.